I'm living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confide in His great love. Amen. From all I'm safe in His sheltering arm, I'm living by faith and filled over love. I care not today what tomorrow will bring, if hell shall over rain. The Lord I know ruleth over everything, and all of my worries in vain. Are you living by faith? Hallelujah. I'm living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. From all I'm safe in His sheltering arm. I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. Oh, though tempests may blow and the storm clouds arise, obscuring the brightness of life, I'm never alarmed at the overcast skies. The Master looks on at my strife. Oh, I'm living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. From all I'm safe in His sheltering arm. I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. Amen. In Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. From all I'm saved in His sheltering arm, I'm living by faith and feel no alarm.
God bless you, Brother George. God bless you, saints, for coming this morning. Let's open our Bibles, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. Thank you for driving long distances to come, Brother Sasha and family, Sister Priya and family, Brother Scott, I see Shana's here. God bless you, Brother Maxwell. We don't forget you, Brother Andrew and Saints. We are Dubliners, so Brother Wilmo as well. Brother Greg, God bless you. Well, let's pray. Lord, we thank you this morning for granting us this great opportunity to stand again in your presence, O Lord. As your people, we have come to behold your face, O Lord. We have come to stand in your presence because we know that there's nothing out there of benefit for our souls. Everything that we need and that will last forever is found in your presence, O Lord. Now take us and lift us up above all the sorrow of this world, above all the needs that we have, O Lord. Because all our needs find their answers in you, O Lord. Take now control as we open our mouths. Take control as we open our ears to hear, O Lord. Be the speaker, be the listener in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 2 Corinthians 3:18, I read in the King James Version. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. So, we are the 9th of January. Amen. So, we are, full in the year. Second week of the year. And the funny thing is, many resolutions are being broken already. Many New Year resolutions, as we speak, I'll spend less, they're spending more again. Amen. I'll start doing gym every day, they've missed 2 or 3 days already. I'll quit smoking. They've taken their first cigarette in the year. Amen. They are being broken day after day. Yes. And as children of God, we don't want to be of those, That's why our new resolution is just to commit ourselves into the hand of the Lord. Amen. To commit ourselves into the hands of the Lord, because He is the beginning. Amen. It's if we want a new beginning, as Brother David Nash was preaching, He is the beginning. So if you want a new beginning, just get into Jesus, because He is the person of the beginning, and He'll give you a new start. And you'll never fail with your resolution when you are in Him. So that's why we don't want to push you to take resolutions that I will pray more this year. Because you'll fail. It will fail. You'll break it at some point. But just enter into that closet. That's what we want. We are talking about since we started this year. Brother Wilmo spoke about it. Brother Andrew, that's the team is developing in the Bible studies. Prayer. New Year was almost, New Year Eve was almost around that commitment, how to, put yourself into God's hands. And we just want to speak a little bit more on that, because remember, as we are praying, everything we do will have an end. Amen. But what is not, what doesn't end is what we do for the Lord. Because that one will remain forever. We are making provisions for our future. Amen. So that's why, as we broke it down on New Year's Eve, all that we do, we spend a lot of time doing the things of this world. Compared to what we spend in the presence of God, it's just, something. And not only it's insignificant in time, but it's insignificant in quality as well. Amen. Because the cream of our day, we commit it to traveling, getting on time to work, being committed to work to get good scores and get bonuses at the end of the year, and being well marked by your manager. All the best hours of the day, we spend it doing these things. And when we come, we want to open the word to read. It's when your body is already tired. After the day, you come and take your big meal of the day, and the tummy is there, and the body wants rest. And you take your book, and the One in a Million, start reading. And you read one line 5 times. It's hard for you to go to the next line. Even your eyes are claiming that I'm tired. I've read this line already. Okay. Let me start again. Amen. That's true. These are simple things, but that's the reality of Christian life. We give to God what we don't need. Even your spendings. You buy this, you buy that, the coins that left over. Ah, it's church time. What do I have in my wallet? Oh, 12 cents. Okay. But that shouldn't be the case. The cream of our time, even if we give just little, but it should be quality.
Amen.
Amen. So we read there in 2 Corinthians, but we all with open face beholding, I'm going to read it in the Amplified Bible because it says it much better. And we all with unveiled face continually seeing, that word beholding, the Amplified Bible says it's continually seeing as in a mirror. So beholding is not a matter of, you know, dropping a glance and leaving. When you behold something, you continually looking at that. Not only looking, but you are focused on what you are looking. Continually looking with all your mind, with all your being, focused. That's what behold is. Beholding his face. You keep all your attention on looking at his face, continually fixed on his face. When you do that, what happens? As in a mirror, the glory of the, continually seeing as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, we are progressively being transformed. Amen. Amen. When you behold his face, the result will be a progressive, a gradual transformation. That's the result. That's what we are working for. Those, the time we want to spend in the presence of the Lord, we want to behold his face. And when you behold his face, remember Moses, he spent 40 days and 40 nights in the presence of the Lord. Moses didn't notice it, but he was beholding his face. He could see, he could get bigger revelation of what the Lord is. And when Moses came out, Moses didn't realize that something happened. But the people that could observe Moses, they saw, Moses, you need to put a veil on your face. Because you have been so beholding the face of the presence of the Lord, that you are transformed to the same glory. Remember, when the Lord got down on the mountain of Sinai, the people couldn't look at the face of the Lord. They had to hide themselves. Now Moses, when he was coming from that same presence, that same reaction the people had when they saw the Lord, they had the same reaction when they saw Moses. So Moses was transformed progressively during 40 days so that he was the image of the living God. He reflected the presence of God. That's what happened when we behold his face. It's not something that you go and do it from time to time. Amen. There are sometimes, you know, as believers, you know, even nature says it. When you plant something, you know, a corn of wheat or something, you plant it, and you go for a month and you come with a big tank of water, and throw it on the seed. And go again. After 2 months, you come, we had two big gallons and throw. Will that do something? But if every day you come with a cup of water, every day, consistently, you drop it there, even 2 drops every day, you'll see that seed will germinate, will grow. That's what happened with us believers. Most of the time we say, there's a revival there. You go there, 5 hours prayers, which is good. And then you leave it for the whole year. Next year, another night, all night. It won't do you any good.
Amen.
Amen. It won't do you any good. Oh, in the contrary, even in science, they say, your body is not used to brisk changes. Amen. It's not used. Even in physical education or gymnastics, they tell you to go slowly, gradually. It's better for you as a believer to take 5 minutes praying every day And the more you do it, the more your soul gets used to standing in that presence. Because it's not easy to break from this realm to into that realm. Brother Andrew always speaks about a blending time. There's a time to blend from what you have been doing in the day to standing in the presence of the Lord. So the more you do it, 5 minutes a day, before you know it, you'll be doing 10 minutes, Amen. 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and so forth. Amen. Amen. So Brother Andrew is really very good, giving a very good teaching there on how to pray. We don't want to go into that, but we just want to speak about the benefits of staying in his presence. Amen. Amen. How it benefits you to stay in his presence. Amen. Because that's where the transformations happen, in his presence. Really enter into the presence of the Lord. He says, and we are progressively being transformed into his image from one degree of glory to even more glory. Amen. From glory to glory. It's not a sudden change. It's not a, you know, overnight change. It's something that happens gradually. Glory. It's something that you don't even realize. Hallelujah. It's like when you were born. It's when, with technology now that we can compare for pictures. Your baby, after a year, when you take pictures for the year before, you say, ah, okay, he has changed. Wow. But if there was no technology, you even lose what he looked like 6 months ago. Amen. You don't even have the remembrance of what you are. Because you see him every day, it's the same baby. You just realize he starts crawling. But what he looked like a year ago, you lose that image, you know. Because it happens so, you know, unnoticed that you don't realize it. But there's a change. Amen. That's what happens with our spiritual life. It's a change that happens constantly as you stay in his presence. Amen. Amen. So, for this I can't be silent. Zach is there. God bless you. This is a miracle. Amen. So, the prophet says, get alone with God and let the dew drops of mercy fall upon you in the stillness. How that God can get in his believer with the curtains dropped around him alone to himself. He will bring down a refreshing from heaven. That's what makes you, that's what brings the change. That refreshment from the presence of the Lord. That there is no other person or no other way in the world to even know it. Only the person that is laying there. Only you will understand the influence of being in the presence of the Lord. Someone will be sitting. You can be in the presence of the Lord. And we are sitting here. Some of us are here. Some of us are home, checking, I don't know, thinking, did I switch off that light or not? You know. Some of us may be at school. Tomorrow, Monday, what will I do at work? You know. But some of us may be here in the presence of the Lord. And you'll come out of here refreshed so that when we are standing out there, you have, you know, you feel like you have been in such an extraordinary place. Amen. But for some other person, it's just like any other Sunday. Yeah. That's why you need to enter that place. The prophet say, you drop the curtains behind you. Amen. You stay there. And there's a refreshment that comes. Amen. Let a man be out fussing, fighting, stewing, and you'll never get much of aroma from that of the gospel. But let him get alone one time in the stillness of God. Every man that comes to the pulpit, now he's speaking about the ministers. Every man that comes to the pulpit ought to dwell alone first. Amen. 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 You know, these are the souls of the people that Jesus died for on the cross. So a minister, when you know that you are coming to speak to souls, the first thing to do is to seek for the presence of the soul maker, the one who made the souls. He knows their needs. That's why you need to stay alone with God first, to get the inspiration. Remember, we spoke about inspiration the other day. The believers, when they are in their closets, they are praying. And God will take that praying and strike, you know, give the ministers what the believers need. Strike an inspiration so that in one sermon, the minister comes with one idea, but it answers a lot of questions in the audience. Amen. Why? Because you have been in the presence of the Lord. Get alone, dwell alone, then come to the fruits yielding for its fruits. Every man that stays in the presence of God, into that great secret place, hid away, will yield the fruit of righteousness, peace, love, joy, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, and patience. You don't manufacture these things. You can have a lot of knowledge, but what brings forth the fruits is you staying there. The dew drops of grace falling on you. You create that, you know, that atmosphere. God creates that atmosphere around you, and it will bring forth the fruit. He says again, brethren, sisters, let me say this in the name of Christ. If you've never been in that place, come to him tonight. Amen. How many of us want to come to that place tonight? Amen. Amen. If you have never been in the presence of the Lord, 1 minute in his presence, it will make a big difference in your life. If you have never been in that place, come to him tonight. Get into that place. When you go home, close the door. Tell your husband not to bother you till tomorrow. Stay in there. Tell your wife the same thing. Say, if I'm not out of here in the morning, tell the boss I'm not coming to work today. Amen. And stay in the presence of Christ until something happens in your soul. Amen. That's what it is. Amen. You won't have these ups and downs experiences. Amen. You won't have to make New Year resolutions and break them the next day. Amen. Just enter once in the presence of the Lord. Stay there until something happens. It will be a from that time experience. Amen. Your New Year resolution broken year after year, but when you come to in contact with that presence, it will change it forever. Amen. Amen. And the prophet says that even the condition, what is required for your adoption. He says, now let's drop back to the hidden life and find out what this is going to require to get into this place of adoption. Remember, your adoption depends on how long you stay in the presence of the Lord. Because the condition for adoption, when Brother Branham was preaching about adoption, he says, you are placed under a tutor. That's what will take you to adoption. The more time you spend with the tutor will determine whether you can follow his instructions or not. If you stay in his presence and follow his instructions, then you will get your adoption. Amen. So there is no shortcut. There's no way for you to reach adoption without staying in the presence of the tutor. And the tutor is the Holy Ghost. Amen. You stay in the presence of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will start now to teach you, to show you. Listen, you want to overcome this. This is the way. You want to overcome such and such thing. I will show you. Don't take it under, according to your own program. This is the way to overcome it. You stay in the presence of the Holy Ghost. The more you stay, the more it will help you. That's the reason, brethren, that we are holding up the adoption of God. Is our difference of life and fussing and quarreling amongst one another, is the reason the veil can't drop behind us and we can go into that presence of God? One of the things that holding back our adoption is the lack of intimacy, lack of quality time spent in that presence. We are there. Remember, Brother Andrew was talking, and Brother Wilmore too, about those three chambers before you go into the holy of the holiest place. You are still out there where they are killing those goats and lambs and so forth. There's so much happening there. There's so much distraction. He stepped on my toes. He took my cow. Oh, no. His cow walked out over my... So many things. You are still fussing about this and this. You are so distracted that there's no way for you to behold his face. Because such and such person brought, a dead cow. It becomes a matter of gossip. No time to focus on the Lord. My brother, when you get to a point where what brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so does, doesn't influence your relationship with God, you are on the right path. Amen. Amen. Because it's only, most of the time it happened to us. The time you want to start praying, the devil knows how to play this game. Your phone will just go there. You put it on silent. Let me pray. No. You go and open. Before you know it, and there's a notifications there, a bunch of notifications. YouTube, this channel, Facebook. They said, okay, let me just see. It's for my workplace. Let me just see what they say. You go there, you say, okay. There's a link. You click on the link, takes you on YouTube, and YouTube gives you suggestions as well. It was legitimate to this. There was an agency to look at whatever came from your workplace, from your boss, but the suggestions there. In Ghana, there's a man there who bought an airplane. Let me read it. You go there. It's not only that. The government is giving free money to the people when they go back to Ghana. Sister Angela, I don't want you to go back to Ghana, That's it. And before you know it, you won't pray. You'll spend a lot of time distracted, sidetracked by all these things. Sometimes before you start praying, there's a call coming, a legitimate one, maybe from brother so-and-so. Let me just pick this call. You pick it. You go back to prayer. It's not the same experience again. You don't have that same thirst you had. You don't have that same, hunger you have of God. You are not trying to climb up the mountain again to reach to that place. The better thing to do, for a while, just shut it down. Amen. Put it aside and go enter the presence of the Lord. Yes. It will help us. Amen. The prophet speaks about Aaron's rod. Aaron's rod, he says, notice also there was another thing. You'll have to look at this to see. After his rod, how it bloomed out. In the same place they put Aaron's rod to make a decision who God had chosen, who he hadn't. And that rod that was a dead stick in one night's time come to life. Brought buds, brought flowers, and brought almonds. It both come to life, brought blossom, and yielded fruits. A very typical pattern of a sinner being brought to God into the holy place. You want to produce fruits. You know, that rod was in the presence of the holiest of holies. Paul says, with an unveiled face. Don't go there with a veiled face. You know, veiled with a lot of layers of problems you have in life. My children are still doing this. My husband, my dad. Just take off that veil of problems, different things you have. Go there with an open mind, with a clear mind, with an unveiled face. Don't let anything stand between you and him when you are there. And then start beholding his face. That dead stick was there for one night, only one night. It didn't take long. One night was enough to bring back life in it. Not only that, to blossom, flowers, almonds, and people could eat it. Amen. The next morning, we can start looking at their sister and say, oh, she was different. I can go and eat of the fruits of the God's spirit in her. Amen. She's now yielding fruit. We can draw benefits from what she has become. Why? Because she has been in the presence of the Lord. This is a key principle. Keep it in mind, my brethren, as we go with Brother Andrew's teaching on prayer life. Prayer is not just something that you can do, you will do to tick the boxes. Did you pray just to please my dad? Well, because dad every evening he asked the question, did you pray this morning? Yes, I prayed. Did you pray the other day? Yes, I prayed. But quality prayer should be one you spend. You break into that well. Amen. You enter into that presence. Amen. And when you come out, you don't even need someone to ask you. Because you are so fulfilled with his presence. You are so, you know, happy of being in there, having been there, that it doesn't matter whether your dad saw you or not, whether your husband saw you or not, but you are filled with his presence. Amen. God bless you. Let's keep this in mind. And if we do it, we'll see a big difference. That's why come to pray when there's prayer meeting. Friday night, the brethren gather here. If you have time, it will help you. It will definitely help you. And it is now being broadcasted on Zoom. So when the brethren are here, you can connect from your home on Zoom and join the prayer. Brother Pele last time from the hospital, he joined the meeting. There's few brethren from England, they joined. So just do something. And that presence of brethren can be a push, can be an incentive that will help you get to the speed, up to the speed, and drive by yourself now. Amen. Let's stand and pray. Lord, once again, we thank you for giving us this good time to be in your presence, O Lord. It's morning time when our bodies are still full of energy, when no much things has happened that could hinder us to be focused on serving you. Heavenly Father, your children are gathered now after hearing what you had to say to prepare our hearts for the main meal that is coming, O Lord. Help us now. Take control as we open up this service, calling you. We know that you have been here with us, O Lord, even before we came. We need your presence to guide us through our singings, through our offerings, through the preaching of the word. If there is any item that will be sung, any testimony, you guide and take control, O Heavenly Father. Let us, when we go out of this place, let us say the Lord, we really met the Lord, and my request has been answered, O Lord. It may take time to see the solution, to see the result, O Lord, but we have faith that we have an answering God. The one who we have testimonies, tons of testimonies in the past of the great and many things you have done for us, O Lord. Heavenly Father, you have given children to those who didn't have. You have healed us from our sicknesses, O Lord. You have given us money when we needed it, O Lord. You have given us our houses when we needed them, O Lord. You've given us our papers and residences and things that money couldn't buy. You made it for your glory, O Lord. Those remaining things, we know, building on those past experiences, that you will make them, you'll bring them to completion for your glory. Heavenly Father, take now control of the service as we commit it into your hands in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you.